Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Megan,
co-founders of the Restful Project. The Restful Project helps each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart. We equip her with the ability to remove distractions so she can focus and live fully in the here and now.
The Restful Project is based upon the biblical concepts of practicing Sabbath rest so we can experience the fullness of shalom, peace, wholeness, blessing, and connection to Christ and Christ followers.
All right, Megan, let's tell everyone about our rest retreat.
Oh, I'm excited about this.
I'm so excited.
So we are going back to Bevington, Georgia.
Yes.
It's outside of Edison, Georgia.
That's right.
And this is where we went for our first one.
Yes.
So it has
the Bevington Lodge. It's beautiful. It's serene. It's quiet.
And so we're going January 6th and 7th of 2023.
Two nights stay.
And it is just a time for us to refocus after the busy holiday season.
Yes.
Get our heads on straight for the new year.
Yes. And our rest retreat, it's different from a normal retreat where it's filled with activities.
Right.
We're actually going to decrease the amount of activity. So we'll have some time for stillness. And also a little bit of movement because the lodge is beautiful and the farm that surrounds it is beautiful. And also some time for fellowship and some really good food.
Right.
But also time to rest.
Yes, time. And that is what we want to make sure we do before we start another
year.
And so our cost is going to be $250.
Mm-hmm.
That's for two-night lodging,
mm-hmm.
all your meals, Guidebook 101, which mm-hmm. you'll need for the weekend, and then the activities and things like that.
Yeah.
And so
a fun few surprises.
We hope that you can make time to join us.
Yes, because you're worthy of rest.
Absolutely.
And it's a great time to set your intent for the new year.
Exactly.
So find out more on our website at therestfulproject.com and go ahead and register today because it's a very limited capacity. So we want you to come if it's something that is on your mind.
Yes.
Yeah. So come join us.
Sounds
it's going to be
good.
Awesome.
Yes.
Hey guys, it's Kristen, and I'm so excited to be offering a guest interview today with Valerie Thompson. I met Valerie, she lives in my hometown, and I just have really been so impressed with how she wants to encourage busy moms, and that is totally who we want to share with also at the Restful Project. And when I sat down with Valerie for the first time, I was just very impressed with how she approached health, and she approaches it first from your mindset. And in our interview today, we talk about practical advice for self-care for busy moms in the midst of taking care of our families. And Valerie's three-step summary, just want to go ahead and put this out there, is breathwork, journaling, and meditation. So I'm really excited for you to watch my and listen to my interview with Valerie today. And also, she's going to be joining us at our Nubbington Lodge Rest Retreat that is quickly coming up. So if you are interested in joining us, you can use Valerie's code to receive 20% off our Rest Retreat price. And it's ValTomp20. So it's ValTomp20. And that's all caps. And you can apply that when you shop at therestfulproject.com and you look for the Nubbington Farms Rest Retreat link and you can register there. So we hope you can join us and I hope you enjoy this interview with Valerie.
Hello. Hey, how are you? I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Oh, here I can. Okay, good. Perfect.
Awesome.
How are you
I'm good. How are you?
doing? Good, good. I'm so glad we get to talk today.
I am too. This is exciting. I appreciate you meeting me. It's sad that we have to always get online to be able to visit. But
I know.
yeah.
But the good thing about online is we get to rewatch it or have it whenever it's convenient for us to play it. So
Absolutely.
that's always
Yes. Yes, for sure. For
awesome.
sure.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad to have you on our Zoom call today and our podcast. And we met a few weeks ago, and it was so fun to get to meet you in person and to learn about your health and wellness business. And to know that you are local here is awesome too, because I know I have just enjoyed connecting with people. And so it was so fun to sit down at your house and I have to tell people our fun fact about how your house used to be my sister-in-law's house.
Yes. It's a great house. It has
It's a
fantastic
wonderful
energy.
house. I know,
Yeah.
it was like deja vu to get to go back in there and see the way that you had it all decorated and stuff. So I loved
Yeah.
it. It's
Oh,
so
thank you. Well, good. I know I'm always looking to reach out to people that are like-minded and help grow and help people as much as we can. So it's fantastic. So I
I
appreciate it.
know. This is awesome. Well, tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you've got your boys that are grown and they're in college.
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about where you are in life right now.
Okay, so I'm 51 years old and I have been an empty nester now for 2 years. I
Oh,
moved to, I know, so
goodness.
that's a different change. I moved to Dothan in 2005, and that year was such a life-changing moment for me. So I moved in June. I had a miscarriage in August, and my mother passed away in November. And so, yeah, during that time, I had acid reflux and had all these physical symptoms. I couldn't sleep. I was miserable. Just
You're
never,
grieving.
yeah, grieving, but never really put the two of my physical body symptoms of being anything to do with my emotions. And so at the time, the boys were 3 and 5. And so we had business. Everybody was busy and craziness. And so the last thing that I wanted to do was actually focus on my health. But I was on like 5 different medications for acid reflux. None of them were working. And so I just kind of had to, okay, it's time to focus on me. And of course, no one back then, we didn't have health coaches or anything like that. So it was definitely a learning process, and it all started with food journaling.
Food journaling. Okay, so
Yeah.
you really
Yeah.
started this process because of your own health needs and your own health
Yes.
concerns, and you were
Absolutely.
looking for ways to figure out to make those connections, right?
Yes. And so then it grew from there. So I thought, well, I'll go back to school and I'll become a dietitian. This has really worked for me. And so, and food is medicine. And so the boys weren't driving. And the more I looked into a dietitian and what their beliefs are, they at the time they were sponsored by Coke and McDonald's and Pepsi. Those are not really the pillars of health that I think of. And so I'm like, okay, maybe that's not the route that I want to go, because I really want to help people that are curious and want to do better, but they're just stuck or they feel like there's no way out. And so that's when I found health coaching. I went back to school and got certified in IIN. So I did that for a couple of years, and then 2020 hit, the whole world shut down. In the meantime, I got certified to teach yoga because yoga had become such a part and another pivotal step in working through that. And I remember one of my first yoga classes I went to. I was a big runner back then, and so I was doing half marathons. I was super tight, never wanted to really take time to stretch. And so I was like, okay, I've got to do this. Started having some lower back pain. And so I went to this yoga class, had no idea what I was going into. And the teacher told me, talk to yourself like you would your best friend.
And
I thought that was that one comment. I was like, what?
Because
I had spent my whole life beating myself up and doing better.
I'm my worst enemy. Easily.
Exactly. We all are. We're our worst enemy. And so that was a light bulb. And I'm like, oh, well, I'll go to yoga school. I'll never teach. I just want to learn more about what this is. And so here I am, you know. Oh, and then back to 2020. So the world shut down. I was working at a yoga studio. Everything closed down. And so I just brought my practice home. And when Luke, my youngest, moved out, I sold all the furniture in their playroom. And so now I help clients with that, my little homemade studio. And we're able to do some private and semi-private, because a lot of people are, it's weird to sit around and focus on your breath sometimes. And especially if you don't do it a lot. There's a lot of pushback, and it feels weird. And anything that we do for the first time is going to feel awkward.
I totally relate to that. We have a child who is, we've had to work a lot on his breath work. And he's young, and I'm like, I really hope that he carries that with him as he grows. Because as an adult, I know sometimes the best thing that I can do is go outside, take a walk, just breathe in, see nature, and have a moment to reset. But I don't think I learned that habit as a young person. And so,
I don't think any of us did. It was never, growing up in my household, we never heard, you know, you do have to slow down. And I always go back to the Bible verse that says, treat your neighbor like you would yourself. So I always missed that part, you know. And so if we're talking to ourselves unkindly and we're being mean and we're beating ourselves up, how in the world do we expect to be able to treat everybody else nicely? Just, it doesn't work. So
Right. And I know one of the things when we met together for the first time, you talked a lot about mindset, and you talked about how we've got to change our mindset and think on like positive things first. And that's basically what you're sharing right here. But how do you take that approach with your clients when you begin to work with them? And why is that mindset so important?
Well, mindset, it comes back from your beliefs. And so to really dig deep in, and so that's where sometimes ambivalence comes in. Oh, we want to do this, but I don't want to do this. And so we're stuck. Okay. These are the things. And then that can turn into shame. Yes. And then it just, shame never works.
Shame is a diet of scarcity. It's like it's never enough. You know, never enough.
Exactly. And we have those self-sabotaging beliefs. And so I use tools like the Enneagram and the VIA character strengths. And we really, you know, okay, who are you? And where did you come from? And so I know with me personally, my dad was an alcoholic. And so my parents were divorced. And although I never wanted to be divorced, I had no tools to be able to prevent that from happening. And so you carry those self-sabotaging beliefs from childhood on up, and especially if you've had anything traumatic, which unfortunately most of us have, you can really carry those down. And so I just really encourage my clients to sit with feelings and emotions. And we just talk about, okay, what is it that you want, or where do you see yourself? And then what's limiting you from getting there? And it's just a wonderful process.
Yeah, that's like one of the first battles, I think. We did a move challenge. You were talking about how you used to be a runner. And we did that. And we'll do it again, because I think it's really powerful. Any sort of movement, you don't have to necessarily be running, but movement such as yoga or walking, whatever your movement may be. But in that training, we talked about your mindset and how important it is to set your mind on, I can get through this. And and this is going to help make me stronger. And just to be kind to yourself as you're going through that, those motions.
Yes. And that was the greatest thing about going through coaching, is to realize that our brain initially is going to think the worst case scenario, especially if you've had some
kind of like that fight or flight.
You get into fight or flight, is that negativity response. Mm-hmm. And so whenever you get into a situation where something is new, then we get in that fight or flight. And I still believe that most of us moms, especially when you have kids are at home, we get stuck in that fight or flight because we feel our kids' emotions. Yes. And so we've got to learn to differentiate, okay, that's their emotions and this is mine. And how can I help them most, you know, grow? Because we all want our kids to be the best that they can be. And it's a lot of pressure on mom.
It is.
And so
we carry it with us. Inside.
And we do. Absolutely.
And that affects our weight. It affects our mood. It affects the weight, our fatigue, and just our productivity throughout the day.
Yes. And yeah, and let me tell you, you're not there yet, but those teenage years, those are some tough times because they're becoming adults. And what my biggest thing that I learned is your frontal lobe, which is the part of your brain that does all the reasoning, it does not develop fully until age 25.
Yes.
And so if you can remember that, if you can remember that one fact, when your kids are teenagers, they're not fully developed. They're going to have a lot of pushback. And if you're not grounded, if you don't know where you're going, or, you know, what is it that you want to really teach them before they do fly the nest? Mm-hmm. And it's going to be really hard for them to really know who they are. And that's just a good,
take with us.
Yes, exactly.
Moms that haven't entered those teenage years yet, or if a mom is in that right now in the thick of it and just like, what is going on with my child?
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And I never want to scare somebody. I do believe every age is precious, but it comes with its own challenges. And so I just go back and I think about me, and when the boys were little, I go, oh, when they can just sit up, then it'll be better. Or when they can just walk, or when they can just go to junior high, or when they can just drive. And so we keep putting it off thinking better, but we got to find the positive, the here and now, you know, what's good about this situation. And it's not about gaslighting yourself. It's not about saying, okay, I'm going through a really hard time, I should be, you know, grateful. It's about recognizing, hey, this is a hard time in my life. Mm-hmm. I want to be physically fit. I don't want to feel stressed all the time. So what can I do? And for many of us, we just didn't have the tools growing up and to learn how to handle the stress that we're under. You know, stress management tools are huge.
That's awesome. So we already talked about your breath, and we talked about mindset and a little bit about yoga. So obviously those are some tools that you recommend to busy moms. And I'm just so glad that we're having this conversation, because that's the stage that I'm in. Many of my friends are in. That's who, as Restful, we target are those busy moms, because and it's so nice to have your wisdom of seeing, like, you've gone down this road with your boys, and you have, and now you can kind of lean in and coach and give advice. And I know you've got a course that you help moms with learning about all of these things. So tell us a little bit about that, and what are some other tools? What are some good next steps that people can take to really focus in on their health, and why is that important, you know?
Yeah. So I do think breath work is one of the easiest, cheapest, less time consuming thing that you can really incorporate in a daily practice. Mm-hmm. And so the thing is reminding yourself, because we are super busy. And so I love to encourage my clients to start with a plan. Mm-hmm. And just like you do with your business, and just like all the great, you know, Fortune 500, you have a plan, and what's going on. Now, that plan may not come to fruition all the time, and it's not going to be perfect. But if you don't know when and what, you know, is going on week by week, then you find yourself in this state of reaction. And when we're in the state of reaction, we're reacting to the world around us. And so if you're happen to be a people pleaser and you say yes
more than no,
then you can get, you know, all of a sudden you might be yelling at your kids and, you know, you don't want to be hugged by the husband. And it's because we've, you know, spent all our time focusing on the outside instead of coming in and going, okay, I am not Superwoman. You know, if I don't bake brownies for Christmas or whatever, it's not really going to make the, what is my big picture? What do I want to take away with life? So that is having a plan and coming back to breath work. And yes, you mentioned something about my group, so I'm excited. So for the last 6 years, I've only seen private one-on-one clients. And so now I'm ready to just expand that and be able to offer a group. And so I'm going to just offer a 6-week program, which is just a taste test to see, you know, what this coaching is all about. And we're going to really focus on the emotions and emotional eating. And let's face it, we all do. Food is fun and we want to keep it fun, but that's when it comes back to mindset. And so if you're in the process of trying to lose weight, or maybe you've lost weight in the past and you know, this has worked for you, but you're really tired of, you know, flipping from diet to diet, that yo-yo, the mentality, then this will be a great program to help you really dig into, okay, what is my next right step? What is it that I want to accomplish from, you know, weight loss? Why is that so important? Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's someone that's dealing with food allergies or food aversions, and they're not quite to that point where they're just ready to give it up. And so that is for me very exciting. I'm still working on dates, but we're looking at a January 25th, maybe a 6:30 in the evening. Yeah. And so that's where I go back as the Enneagram 2.
That's,
you know,
right.
I'm the helper. I want to make sure that it's convenient for everybody. But there's no right time. There's no perfect time.
That's
the biggest takeaway is to go, hey,
exciting.
Life is not going to get slower. All of a sudden when the kids leave for school, I'm not going to magically open up and have this great, you know, empty time left. Mm-hmm. It definitely changes,
right.
But the time to focus on your health is right now.
Yeah. I just love how you take the perspective.
Right now is Val Health Coach. And then my website is valerieshealthandwellness.com. And people are welcome to reach out to me, you know, send me a message, let me know what they need to hear. I'm always looking for great content ideas to help people.
And you have your... Okay, I told you, Valerie is amazing. It's so fun to just have her as a certified health coach who wants to encourage women to lose weight and create behavior changes that last. So I hope you can follow along with Valerie and stay connected with her. And once again, she's going to be with us at our Nubbington Lodge Rest Retreat to teach breathwork and yoga. And so I really hope you join us. And don't forget to use Valerie's special discount code, and it's for our podcast listeners. It is VALTHOMP20. So it's all caps, VALTHOMP20. So 20. So go ahead to therestfulproject.com and type in, go scroll down to our events and look at our rest retreat and use that code to register. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we are so excited to just get started with health and wellness interviews and also functional nutrition advice with our podcast. So we'll talk to you real soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Restful Projects podcast.
When you join our seasonal learning community, you will receive weekly encouragement and seasonal wellness tips that will help you fight fatigue and live life fully.
Plus, you'll receive fun perks and discounted event pricing, so you're not going to want to miss out. Trust me. You can learn more about The Restful Project at our website, therestfulproject.com, or you can join our private Facebook group, which is The Restful Project Seasonal Learning Community.
You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram at The Restful Project. Thanks again. Have a great day. Bye.